Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So I saw the photo this morning, Todd, or I think maybe last night. I thought you were holding out on us because a guy with a foot-long dong is barred from yoga. Yeah. There's a great photo.
That's why he can keep going.
He's like a normal-looking dude. He's kind of making this face like, oh, yep, I got a foot-long dong. It's a great – I think it's in the cover of the New York Post. It says this guy looking – he's like, oh, yeah, my dong's a foot long.
Yeah. It's really the only thing he was blessed with. It wasn't. Yeah. It didn't come with good looks either.
Very average-looking dude, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But he
– I didn't read all the way into it. What was
I don't know. I just saw a foot-long dong banned from yoga. Right.
Yeah, he's a British guy. I think they said he has the largest penis in Britain.
Right. There's one like Puss found that story.
And he was unable to cover it up. Why would they kick you out of yoga?
He has to update his rankings.
For your foot-long dong.
If I remembered reading the story correctly, he was in some sort of pose where he was wearing long, loose-fitting shorts.
Right.
And the long dong flopping around made it kind of seem like he was excited.
I hate that.
Like kind of. I guess maybe in a downward dog type of pose, and it was flopping around, and some of the ladies thought he was getting excited,
showing off.
Yeah, and so they threw him out of yoga class.
Just know I got a long dong. Relax, man. You know, of course you just yell that out. That you'll probably get kicked out too.
Yeah, probably.
I can't go anywhere.
Yeah, this dong is so long. You should see it if you want to. That's how he's doing that.
Well, and that
you
was,
guys could really see it. You'd know how long it was. Yeah.
That was part of the story too. He said when women do see it, most of them go, "Nah."
Oh, you don't. You don't want a too big one.
Apparently, that's a problem.
Yeah. People can't.
So there is
those
too
things.
Big.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, it scares
movies,
women
actually.
Off.
Nah. Looks like a job for Adriana Chechik.
It's so frustrating.
I don't know. She already cracked her back once, you know. You know, she could definitely do it on that thing, on that bear. Right. So if you have...
Oh, she can handle it.
I don't know,
I've studied her work, and she should be able to handle that.
They can, but it hurts, I'm sure, man.
Well, I see the tease in this story. There was trickery from an OnlyFans woman.
Yeah.
Is it in this story or is that they're another account? Why would a OnlyFans woman have to do trickery? Couldn't you just pay the guy to do a scene with you if that's what you wanted?
Yeah, it said he termed it being catfished by a woman who was trying to get him to appear on her OnlyFans page by just calling it under the guise of just, well, let's go out on a date.
Oh.
And she was somehow trying to rope him into being on her OnlyFans.
Oh, because a lot of those OnlyFans will say they'll bang a random fan. Which,
right.
Yeah. Well, with a huge song, they probably will.
Yeah. Well, no,
they want,
that's
they want
crap.
Video.
You
yeah.
see a bunch of porn stars that are
Todd
supposedly
goes, that's crap. I've been asking for years.
Banging a real fan. No, I'm sure they're pretty well screened. They're probably friends.
Friends or like the Farrah Abraham, the her boyfriend.
Right. Right.
Happened to be porn star James Dean.
All a little premeditated.
What a coincidence.
Yeah. It is a coincidence.
And I guess this is an interesting, you know, he said women get scared off by it when they see it. But he said he actually has to kind of like prep them for it. Like say, like when you're going out on dates, you have to bring it up.
Say you're going to see this thing later on. It's going to be huge. Man.
Like, yeah. But right. But he said you can't bring it up too early. Because then you're a creep, but you don't want to just surprise them with it when the pants come off, and then they might run away.
Don't you say that when you're fiddling around the couch and you think, oh, by the way, would you open this? It's going to be huge.
I guess, but
well, good deeds, Blake. Hey, I you remember how you said I did yoga?
Yeah, well, I was kicked
I
out.
I can't anymore.
Yeah, well, why?
You want to know why?
Why? Yeah. I'll be the girl here. Why?
Have you heard of Milton Berle?
No.
No.
I'm 20. I have no idea what Milton right. Berle is. I'm 20
There's
years
not
old,
a
man.
Chick in yoga classes ever heard of Milton Berle. No. That's yeah. why you would get kicked out of a yoga class. Unless for a Milton Berle reference.
She had a Milton Berle t-shirt, man. You walked up to her. He's a famous comedian from
years
ago.
Why do you wear that?
Because
he had a huge hog.
Yeah, yeah. What's a hog? Okay, it's a wiener. What's a wiener? All right, it's my D. All right, check it out.
Well, this guy said he tries to like bring it up during no dates girl. At some point, like, you know, second, third date. Hey, by the way,
this is eventually going to get there.
If this goes, here's what you're going to see. And
yeah,
how big is it erect?
That 12? Yeah, a full foot.
Man,
Jesus Christ!
He was on some like British morning show television, and you see there's
he should show in that naked attraction, man. He should do that.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
so we can see that thing banging around his knees, man.
Well, the host of this television show is literally sitting there on set with a ruler in his hands.
Oh,
their TV's so much better, man. They can do that stuff.
Well, you know? I don't think they. They didn't whip it out. Did they?
No, but just as
they
a visual.
Probably measured it through his sweatpants, maybe. You know?
But as a visual aid for the audience, he's going, right. It's this big. They, he's just holding up this ruler.
Is it girthy, too?
Doesn't say.
It's gotta be. It can't be like an earthworm. That'd be weird looking.
a really long pencil.
I heard there's a shortage of those.
Yeah. But Todd's a worm guy, and Walsh apparently is a lower guy. So they didn't meet yesterday in that conversation.
It says he's looked into like penis reduction surgery.
I'm not against.
Who hasn't?
Most of us.
I haven't. We,
but the doctor says you don't qualify for penis reduction surgery.
You reduce it anymore.
Right, so
you're
just going to transition here?
Well, you know, it's going to be a vagina if we reduce that thing any further.
Just for the record, I'm not anti-earthworm. I'll let you officially whatever they're biting
just for
on.
I know we get a lot of emails about just tile the record with that.
But okay. I'm generally with the Walsh.
You are? Okay.
Mostly plastic lures. I would prefer to catch the fish on the plastic lures.
Speaking of naked people, we talked about that billboard that's been driving around Omaha with the Jesus Loves Strippers from Strip Club who advertises.
And then they talked to the reincarnation of Jesus, and he said they don't love strippers. Jesus
that's
does
right.
not love
yeah.
strippers.
When I this is from Wichita. When I stripped for when I strip danced for 3 weeks from a dude here, did not hear any women complaining about seeing naked men, but when a full nude women's strip club advertised on T95, I'd see their faces cringe in public stores, in the parking lots, and then when they heard it on the radio. When people scream the loudest, it's guilt by projection, right? Basically psychology 101. Them church folks up there in Omaha must be pretty secretly freaky, just saying. Yeah, they are. They really are. Freaky.
Them church folks everywhere
yeah,
are secretly
freaky. Lying crap, you know? Most of them are, exactly. You scratch the surface, they're all banging each other's husband in the neighborhood, you know. But they're all church going. They're all church going for sure, right? Yeah, so you're right. Women don't complain when the Thunder Down Under, any kind of strip show shows up in town, man. You know, nobody complains. Guys don't go out and complain, you know. So, but when there's a strip club, a permanent strip, there's not going to be a permanent guy strip club anywhere. It's just not, you know. We should open a club called Wieners. Remember that old bit, Todd?
Yep.
When Hooters was all the craze all across the country. We should open a club called Wieners. We all go in there and eat food.
Is there even anything like that in Vegas?
There's reviews, but not a full-time club.
Yeah, I mean, there's traveling shows like that.
Well, there's a club. There's a review that performs every night, but it's not a club. You know what I'm talking about? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, a Thunder Down Under probably performs seven nights.
Yeah, a roster of dude strippers.
Like a Magic Mike type of place.
Not a bar, no.
No, there's not. And if it was going to happen, it'd be in Vegas.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think they appear on occasion.
Oh, well, yeah, they're like any other show.
But there's not a full-time dude strip bar that I know of. Anyway.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we have no guests today because Nikki Glaser begged out. What? Not because of us, right?
No, it was a tour. She canceled the whole tour. I was not given any reasoning why.
I'm going to guess she sold all the tickets.
No, she wasn't. She wasn't even pimping the tour. Oh, this was about the TV show.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't even know about the tour. I was just told that she wanted to talk about the TV show.
That's what some funny boat comedians do, Todd. When we talk about their shows for weeks, then they decide not to come because we talked about the show for weeks.
It sold out because we talked about it for weeks.
Don't think we don't remember that and don't get pissed about that. Believe me, we write that down. We write that down.
Apparently, there is a fairly permanent Magic Mike show at the Sahara in Las Vegas.
Well, once again, that's a show.
Yeah,
it's
but
not
it's
a
not
club.
A,
we're talking about clubs, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a club.
Of course, it's a permanent show. Yeah, there's always permanent shows.
Yeah, do they have a residence there for a few weeks
basically,
at a time?
No,
yeah.
Speaking of that,
sounds like it's pretty off all the time.
Yesterday, we mentioned how people that drink do this stupid thing. I know the non-drinkers call it alcoholism, and it might be, it might mean something. But you tend to party the night before you want to party. You're excited about the next day for some reason. Now, one guy actually said, he goes, my problem is I get too drunk, and the next day I feel bad at tea times with the guys, where they're going to drink that day, and I'm too hungover to go to tailgate parties. Another guy checked in and said he won our Vegas trip years ago. We used to do a party playing to Vegas.
Oh, is that my golf buddy, Kevin?
Yes,
he
said he got too drunk the night before, missed our flight. We used to fly out really damn early, like 8 o'clock flight. And he had to take a later flight to a trip he won because he was hungover.
So he had to buy a flight.
He missed a flight. He probably got to switch.
We always left at like 5:30 in the morning. We were in Vegas at like
5:30. Yeah.
We were in Vegas at like 8 o'clock local time.
The flights were like 6:30.
6:30, right? Yeah.
It was ridiculously early.
Yeah, we drank a ton. We sold out beer on those planes. We get to the Hard Rock Bar, and the bartender would be walking out setting things up in Vegas.
Yeah.
Setting things up.
And you'd have a seven-hour wait until your room was ready.
Yeah, I saw a story the other day where
we did once,
the passengers drank the plane out of alcohol, and I'm thinking,
we did all the time.
Our crew did that on a regular basis to Vegas every year.
Tons of beer gone. On a 6 a.m. flight.
I don't know if we sold out all the alcohol, but all the beer.
All the beer was gone.
Heineken, I believe it was Heineken they were serving at the time.
Would be racing to 9D?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you expect
a lot of
inbound flights to Vegas would be that? Those are got to be the flights that get the lowest on alcohol.
My favorite part about Vegas is
from anywhere.
A lot of times you fly out there and you fly back and you see the exact same people in both flights.
Oh yeah,
and because
with a completely different demeanor.
Yeah, just burned out, man. I remember seeing this guy and looked like he was just taking this woman for the first time. Good looking older couple, and they were just on this flight. In fact, I think I knew the guy who's listening to the show or an advertiser or something like that. And he waved to me, and they were dressed to the nines heading to Vegas. And this wasn't a Z trip. This was just a trip my wife and I were on. And then I get back on the plane like that Monday morning maybe, and to fly back to Omaha, and he's like in the front row with her, and she's disheveled looking. He looks red faced and bloodshot eyes. I mean, you couldn't look any different than those two did.
It was called withdrawal. Going through withdrawal.
It was called. We went to Vegas for a weekend, man. All right.
It had 72 hours solid of alcohol in their bloodstream.
Oh yeah. Well, that's what you do when you're there for sure.
Yeah.
All right, so you've been kicked out of yoga class.
For a long wiener, we'll take that call.
Long wiener or whatever reason, we'll take that call.
Yeah.
Long wiener or Milton Berle reference.
And if you got too drunk the night before, you were supposed to get drunk. That's basically what this is. you get too drunk the night before, you're supposed to get drunk. Yeah. That's called alcoholism.
Now
we'll
it's
take
called
that call.
Amateurs.
No, it's not.
That is amateurs.
I've done that my whole life, man. You know, don't feel good the next day. But you power through, though.
Well, you're excited about something.
You're excited about the next day. Exactly. Right.
You buy another flight and go ahead.
Damn right.
And it's kind of training. You know, you're training yourself for what's coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Good preparation.
I've been too hungry for a tailgate party, too, myself. Well, you just power through that. Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.